Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th. And Pioneers, and what does Shindaddy have going on today on a Friday, Bill?
I want to check with Steve, if he's okay. If Shindy wanted to check in with you, Shindaddy. If we went back to better times,
please do.
It's not a rehearsal. Enjoy the reversal. It's not a rehearsal. Enjoy the reversal. This happened in our day, Jake, quite often. So Shindaddy's serving up lunch outside to everybody. And all of the bread products have been reversed. So you will get a sandwich, a bologna sandwich or a ham sandwich on a hamburger bun or a hot dog bun. And hot dogs will be served on bread. Hot dogs will be served on bread.
All the time.
Hey, we're out of buns. Not a problem. Just use bread. I'm going to make a ham sandwich. We don't have any bread. Not a problem. Let's use a hamburger
Almost better on a bun. When mom made it.
They were incredible.
Yeah.
And then...
It was. Almost better.
The reversal happened all summer long. It's not a rehearsal. Enjoy the reversal.
Is it an intentional
reversal? Today it's intentional, but yes, he's to bring back better times, because when you'd be like, all of a sudden, he's going to make a sandwich, and I'll say, just give me a hot dog. I'd put him on hot dog buns. I'd roll up some bologna and so like that, and put it on a hot dog bun and jet out the house. No big deal.
I'll still do peanut butter and jelly on a hamburger bun, and it's good.
It's good.
Yeah.
How about when you took the hot dog like that, when you cooked it like that, just on the
that's
bread.
That's the one that's a little suspect.
It's not as good, but it's not as good. It's not as good, but you made
it work. Yeah.
You made it work. And if there's anyone out there that lived in our era of any sort, the reversal was always that happened.
It happened a lot.
This wasn't something, Jake. Well, I remember it happened when I was in third grade and once in sixth. No, it happened borderline
this
weekly.
Makes me so happy right now.
Jake, I can't tell you how happy I am.
Yeah, I partook in this as a
did you?
Kid.
Did
yeah,
you? I bet you did.
Yeah. This will disgust people, though. It's going to disgust them. I put on a hamburger bun, just ketchup and mustard, nothing else. I'd have a ketchup and mustard sandwich on a hamburger bun. I was so picky, like in kindergarten, first grade. I don't know.
Why did you do that?
I don't want your tortellini. I want my ketchup and mustard sandwich over here.
Check that. Just
that was
disturbing.
First grade. Okay, it was. Okay. I've told you, it's disgusting. I'm not trying to defend it. Just truthful.
I did do the I did the reversal, though.
That's why your head is odd-shaped, I think.
It probably is because of my ketchup and mustard sandwiches but in first grade.
Who would have known in first grade he would have won a yodeling contest?
Not me.
Did anybody else? I know we always don't do Texas. Does anybody that have remember better times of rehearsal of bread?
Kevin, yes. Kevin in Centennial, Colorado says, I did this at least once a week, hot dogs on bread for sure.
Yeah, it happened all the
time. At least
time.
Once a week.
The best part was just you kind of go, you were going to make some and go, ah, crap. No, no big deal. You were never mad at your mom. Are you serious? We don't have any buns. We don't have any bread. No, you just found something different.
Yeah. Someone says PB&J on a tortilla shell and roll it up. One of my kids' favorite things.
Sounds interesting.
Sounds on a flour tortilla?
Yep.
That was not going on during better times. I know that.
No.
The tortilla didn't make an appearance in my life until I was out of the house. We didn't have tortillas.
I think we had tortillas.
We didn't have tortillas in the house. That wouldn't happen.
This name,
we were hard shell taco only.
This really? Name might make your guys' day. Beef tacos to chime in.
The beef taco.
He says, my parents did this when we were growing up, and I do it now with my kids and my wife. Peanut butter and jelly on a hot dog bun for the win.
Yeah.
That's 100% good.
Beef tacos.
Yeah. Thank you, beef tacos.
Sean in Omaha, always happened. We used to cut the hot dogs in half lengthwise and put it in between two slices of bread.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bam.
It, basically, it turned into a hot dog sandwich.
Right.
That good. Was often. I'd also sometimes, when I did that with it in half, I'd get a couple slices of Velveeta cheese.
Ooh, interesting.
And I'd do like a cheese dog.
That's chancy.
Yeah, chancy. But the best part was, like, now it's just, you had to get out the Velveeta box. Remember the Velveeta box?
Yes.
And you got out the foil thing. And then you had to cut it and then refoil it back up to seal the Velveeta back up. Velveeta, I don't know what could be worse for you to eat. I couldn't imagine. It's just basically just tasty.
So true.
It's just tasty lard is what it is. It's just tasty lard, and it's so good. It's so good.
You know what's along those lines to me? It's the frosting in a container like this that I will hide, and I'll hide them and just get them at night. But I can't think of anything. I'll just get a big spoonful of chocolate frosting.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Bam.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's a reward.
It's a huge reward.
But anyway, keep going. I'm still a little stuck on them.
This will give Bill hot dog. This will give Bill some hope here. Jared and Ord said, "Did this week." Sandwich on a hamburger bun. We were out of bread. I had to take a lunch because I was going to be in the field all day.
Yeah, sandwich.
He did it this week. Better times.
Gonna be
right
in the
now.
Field. He was out there. He was out there in the field
in Ord.
Representing.
I'm telling you, a sandwich on a hamburger bun is almost better. A ham sandwich with cheese and lettuce on a hamburger bun is really good.
It's really good.
Yeah.
And also it's better.
It is, Jake. I'm serious.
And it handles well, Jake. Mm-hmm. It in your hand, it's really good. It's about the handling.
That's what it's about.
And it's a sweeter taste.
Yeah.
It's a sweeter taste. It's a little sweeter.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. No, there's a sweetness
the
there.
Bun,
yeah, there's
is,
a sweetness.
Don't disparage me on the sweetness.
There's a little bit of sweetness.
You take a bite of a bun, a bite of a hamburger bun, you go, that's a little bit sweeter.
Sweeter, okay.
Yeah.
Someone says, I'm going to reverse bread the hot dogs for my kids this weekend. How selfish of me to deny them of having these wonderful memories.
Yes, they need to have
I agree.
That. Well, I'll tell you when the breaded hot dog is at its best is when it is a open, if you roast it over fire, then you really, it's
okay.
Really, then you, the bread just boom and you pull it off the stick.
Is it better though? My sandwich experience is better when like your mom makes it. Why is your mom's sandwich so much better than, like, if I made a sandwich, it was fine. But when mom made it, it's like, how do they do
what
it?
What happened? It's better. It's the
some
same
magic
thing.
Touch women
I would
have.
Never consider in my life, I'll eat a salad. I like a salad if I'm out for sure. There's certainly a Cobb salad. I'm a Cobb salad guy. Has to be romaine or iceberg lettuce.
Salad.
I will not do greens. It has to be either romaine or iceberg or I freak out.
Really?
Don't do greens. But
you don't.
There's never a chance in my life where I'm home and go, what are you going to do? Make a salad. Mm. You don't make a salad at home.
You don't.
No one makes a
Laura
salad
Laura can
home.
Make you a good salad.
She makes salads.
Yeah.
I don't make a salad. I never touched a salad in my life. You don't make one at home. Sandwiches you make. Salads you don't make.
Women, why do they make better salads than sandwiches?
I don't know. Maybe we can get to
they
that.
They do,
one.
Though.
I mean, maybe they can ask Dr. Love.
It's a psychology thing here. I don't know. No idea. Reminder, yes, Dr. Love is next segment. So if you have any sort
9 minutes.
Yeah,
9 minutes.
We're getting there. If you have questions about love, relationship advice you need, Dr. Love will be here.
The doctor's in the house.
735.
He's in the house.
He is here. He is here.
Anyway, got a little away with that. It's not a rehearsal. Enjoy the reversal.
Wonderful day at Midwest Bank. Very summer-like
day.
Good
job by Shindy.
Shindy out there making sandwiches. God,
and making memories.
Making memories, exactly right.
And making you recall your past. The whole thing.
I really went full circle, too. I'm really back into just straight yellow mustard on sandwiches. I'm really into just...
That's it?
Yeah.
Well, that's it.
Yeah, not bread and mustard.
I was concerned. I had to confirm that, Bill.
Jake, no.
You're bizarre.
I was concerned. Thank you for confirming it's not just mustard.
Why'd you just go back to yellow mustard?
It's just kind of it's a fad, and I'm really into it now.
I'm good with it. I like yellow mustard.
French's.
Yeah. It's good. Yeah.
Should be a wonderful day with Shindaddy in Midwest Bank and Creighton. Thanks for sponsoring. Hour 2, 464-5685, call or text. As always, we keep hearing more and more buzz in the area that there's going to be a concert at some point this fall.
You're hearing
it. I'm hearing September.
It too. You need to start informing me a little bit more of the scoops that you hear. I'm in that.
I don't hear as many scoops as you think. But this one I'm hearing that it would not be a July or August concert, but maybe a bye week in September concert, which is the last weekend of the month.
Okay, let's get the schedule out.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
This is Michael Rosenbaum. Hey folks, let me tell you that drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that will change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That'd be after the Michigan is the 20th, then the bye week, then they play Michigan State the next week.
So you're thinking there could be a concert at the big stadium on the bye week?
Yes.
Okay, so that would be September.
I will not say who I am hearing, but I'm hearing some intel that could be potentially in play.
Who?
At Memorial. I'm not telling you who.
Why can't you tell us?
Because I don't want to ruin the surprise of when it's announced. I don't deserve to be the one breaking that news.
Bill, this is September
27th. That's not my news to break.
So it would be a late September show. God, now think about, the thing I think about right away is the AD. Okay, you have a late September show. Between home games, there'd be massive cleanup to do. Massive. I mean, after the Garth Brooks concert, I came down here to look at the the carnage. It was major cleanup.
Right. Like, oh, yeah.
It would be a major thing for the athletic department. I'm not saying that, like, the assistant AD would not be picking up cans, but it'd be a significant cleanup issue, right?
Yes. I was at that concert. Bill was at that concert as well.
Yes, yeah, incredible.
You're the only one that wasn't there on the stool at Garth Brooks.
You were incredible. You were on the field, weren't you?
I was right down. I was from me to Jake.
That's awesome.
To Garth Brooks.
Because you're well-heeled.
No, just Bo Schindler and Bailey Schindler from Dorchester say, hey, you guys want tickets? First of all, we could have got tickets. I just spaced it off. And then, get us two tickets. We walk in, and his face is like, you're not going to believe this. I mean, we're right there. It was incredible.
Because you're moneyed.
No, not moneyed.
Okay, now, do you think, Jake?
I would ask the stool and the breakers, 464-5685. You know, Garth Brooks filled that place up. That was an absolutely awesome concert.
Was it?
If you get news or if you hear of somebody coming, who would be the next person you want to see at the stadium?
Well, I'm going to go with... Because I want to go old all the time. If I go current, I want Luke Combs.
That would be awesome.
Luke Combs would be my number one.
God, you're pretty good about staying up on things.
And Luke Combs does several shows in the arena, so he would be able to fill up a lot of that stadium.
Luke Combs could almost fill that place.
Yep,
pretty close. Luke Combs could be one that could. He's going to put 85,000 in there, or whatever the number is. It'll look very Garth Brooksy.
When he does concerts, it's usually a couple nights in one place. It's not him going from, you know, Fargo to Sioux Falls.
Rudy, you like Combs?
Luke Combs would be awesome. He would fill that
place. Matter of fact, if it's not Luke Combs, I'm not happy.
Luke Combs or bust.
Yeah, that's what we got.
For the concert.
Who else would you like, Jake?
Well, I'd like to know who you want.
Tom
Petty is no longer with us. Yes. You can't choose him.
I don't really.
AC/DC played in Nashville just a couple of weeks ago, and they sold like 70,000.
Really?
Yeah. And the people at the concert said it was just incredible. Said it was absolutely incredible.
I know that Guns N' Roses is doing stadium shows overseas. Yeah. I've seen them. I don't know if I need to see that. I mean, the ultimate band would be the Rolling Stones, which still does stadium shows,
tours.
But I don't think they're touring. You have to get somebody who's touring.
If you said else, okay, who else would fill the place? Here's who would fill it. Morgan Wallen would fill it.
Yes, he would.
Morgan Wallen.
How do you know these people? Morgan Wallen.
He's the country singer.
Because he had songs before 2022. That's when I tapped out. 2022. I've listened to no new music since that. 2022, about mid-June.
Wow, when I stopped didn't know you,
new music.
I didn't even know you were
he
that
could fill recent. It. Would you agree with that, Rudy?
Morgan Wallen?
Would he fill it?
I don't think, yeah. Morgan would do very well. He's doing stadium tours right now. Kenny Chesney is right now. He couldn't do it because he's doing a thing at the Sphere in Vegas. He would not be able to do something in September. But he's been here before. Packed arena for PBA. He would get a lot of people there.
Yeah.
You guys are... I appreciate that you're naming realistic ones. There's unrealistic ones like Taylor Swift, right?
Right. I don't think that's going to happen.
There's just unreal. Like the Rolling Stones aren't realistic, I don't think, right? They're not realistic. You're not coming to Nebraska, right? They're not coming here.
I tell you what right now. I would do anything I could to get into a Taylor Swift concert. I would. I want to see it. I heard it's just. I heard it's just like a 3.5 hour marathon, and she just kills it. I wouldn't know any of the new songs. All I know is her old stuff, so I wouldn't know. But I would go to Taylor Swift.
Name three Taylor Swift songs, Jake.
It's put me in a bad spot.
I know I did. It's part of the
write your name,
charm
I think
of radio.
That's one.
write your name.
Write your name.
I know her old
Teardrops on My Guitar.
Okay.
That's an older song there.
Okay,
Rudy's like, what the hell, Jake?
No, Rudy's shaking his head in approval, actually. I don't know.
We Are Never Getting Back Together, I think, is a song by her.
Okay, there's three. Good job. I can name them. I'm not
New Year's Day.
Swift.
But I'm telling you, the reason I like to see it would be two things. One is that I like to see her because I heard she's just remarkable with her effort. And then two would be... I hear that she's super kind, and just to see the mayhem around the city.
Oh, it would be.
It would be
wild.
It would be absolutely wild. She's close to like what the Beatles and stuff were. She's in that. You thought something ever happened? It's happened again with her.
The most common name I'm seeing so far on the text line.
From the Breakers.
I would personally like this. I would, and they have done stadium tours recently, but the Foo Fighters are mentioned.
Okay,
Dave Grohl and the Foo Fighters.
Okay,
they were just I think in Denver. Last year and had a big crowd.
They're
there.
Realistic.
That's realistic.
Yeah.
I would go to that concert. Sip, you might go to that one.
I would.
I don't know if Bill would.
I would not. But I'm not going to be down on it.
No.
Brooks and Dunn, would that fill
yes.
the stadium?
Yes.
Jason. That would be fun. Now
Brooks
you're talking.
And Dunn.
I don't
Several
know
people
Morgan
saying Brooks and Dunn.
Yeah, I don't know Morgan yeah. Wallen or Luke Combs, but I know
Brooks, oh, Brooks and Dunn. One,
they'd yeah. crush it.
Neon Light, are you kidding me? Neon Moon, I mean.
You and Laura
now,
do some dance.
George Strait George Strait was here. Joe and Bullis is George Strait. I don't know if he filled
George Strait.
Stadium. He did an he filled it in Texas at A&M Stadium. I know.
Did he? Did
last
he?
2 years ago. Full.
Did he?
Yes.
George Strait.
But he was at PBA. I don't know if it was maxed out at PBA when he was here a couple years ago.
He filled that big stadium in at College Station?
There's footage of that, yes.
Whoa.
That's big.
Whoa.
Pearl Jam, not filling the stadium. Sorry. Don't think so. They were at PBA, didn't fill it up like 10 years ago.
Really? They didn't fill up PBA?
Nope.
I wouldn't go see
Metallica from John Des Moines.
Okay, John. Thanks for weighing in, John. Great rock and roll fan.
Yes.
How about Metallica, Bill? Bill.
I'd struggle with that one. I mean, to be honest with you. Yeah, I would struggle with that one.
But you would... I would think they'd draw a huge crowd.
They'd probably get a pretty good crowd.
Yeah.
Probably get a pretty good crowd.
The text, some on the text line system, I think that we would enjoy, all three of us. I don't know if it'd fill the stadium, but Alabama.
Wouldn't I would, fill the stadium,
I'd go to that concert.
I'd
be there.
Oh, I'd pay
be the
top
front row.
Dollar.
Wait
a be.
Front yeah, row. They're touring.
They have been to Lincoln
we'll
a couple
him.
Times.
They've we'll
been
call them.
They were at Pinewood Bowl once, and they were at PBA.
You know so who would be there?
Here's
it's Petrinka.
Petrinka would
she
be
loves
there.
Alabama. She does.
My
she
next
loves Alabama.
I guess here's what I'm supposed to, we need to ask that. Are we supposed to be reaching out for Troy Dannon to these bands?
Yes. Here's the list of popular ones, Troy. This is what people want to hear. Here's the list from Breaker.
Okay. We'll get.
I don't think we are.
I don't know.
But we can.
We're off the office today. Excuse me. Mr. Dannon.
We have our list.
We have our list submitted from the Breakers. Who are you three? Hi, Bill Bush, Steve Sipple, and Jake Sorensen. We have our list.
We're just trying to help out. We want to help out around here.
Calling. We have Metallica.
Alabama.
The Foo Fighters are on the list for you, Troy. Call these five. You'll get an
and
answer
then
from somebody.
Taylor Swift.
Shoot for the moon. So you're hearing, but the reason we're having this discussion is Jake, the reporter, has
I'm hearing some scoopage that there's potentially a concert. On the bye weekend, the last week of September. That's all I'll say. I will say nothing more beyond
Here's
who I'm hearing.
Here's a scoop, though.
That's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
If I'm right, I don't care. If I'm wrong, don't make fun of me. If there's somebody else was wrong then.
You and Laura can make plans if it's somebody you like Luke Combs.
Yeah, we'd go.
Luke Combs.
Hey, Bada Bing says, what about the Rumbles?
The Rumbles would not. Well, I'll tell you one thing.
Right? We'd be there.
You'd be surprised.
Bada Bing said, what about the Rumbles?
It's the Rumbles.
What about the Rumbles? What if all of a sudden the Rumble showed up and within there's 60,000 people in there? And everyone, like the youngest person in the place is like 59.
You'd have tears in your eyes.
It would be.
Better times everywhere.
I'm tearing up right now. The Rumbles at Memorial Stadium.
That would be awesome.
Swagger would be there. It'd be his 31st time seeing him. He's seen him 30 times. It'd be his 31st time.
Oh my God.
We'll see if the news comes at some point soon.
It will.
Yes.
It will.
Before we get to break, the three words you don't want to hear in IT. Or what, Bill?
I've been hacked!
Oh, God, you're kidding.
You don't want to get hacked. You can avoid getting hacked by...
Who do you talk to?
Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of the state with a 99% retention rate. They manage all things IT and cybersecurity and more. It's a one-stop shop. Stop looking around. Start and stop with AppliedConnective.com for a free consultation today.
Yes.
I got a text message from Will in Fullerton today.
Did you seriously?
That it's going great. The recruitment, they signed up a great new employee here in Lincoln, but he goes, it's not over. Keep him coming. He said, they are growing at that rate right now. They are taking, it's kind of, basically what they are, they're a little Amazon. There's like when Amazon started taking off, that's what's going on with Applied Connect right now. That's how they're expanding at this rate, and they have to have quality employees. And so you need to get in touch with them. Free consultation, free lunch. Sit down with them, get your resume, get your application in.
The website, AppliedConnective.com. When we come back, Dr. Love makes his appearance. Get your questions in, 464-5685. That's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift, and you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.